Well, the looming trial of the Prime Minister isn't the only crisis that the Italian government is dealing with today. It's also struggling to cope with a surge of migrants from Tunisia. Up to 5,000 Tunisians arrived on the tiny Italian island of Lampedusa in the last week. Many of them say that despite the Tunisian uprising and the ousting of the president, the economic prospects in their country are still dire. Barbara Miller reports.
Lampedusa is part of Italy, but it's a lot closer to Africa, and that makes it a popular first port of call for refugees and migrants from North Africa. But the constant trickle has turned to a flood since the Tunisian uprising. Antonio Morana is commander of the Lampedusa Coast Guard.
About 40 boats have arrived, carrying a total 4,000 immigrants, all from Tunisia.
The influx has doubled the tiny island's population and forced authorities to reopen the detention centre. The migrants are free to move in and out of its doors, but there's nowhere really to go. 27-year-old Rafik spoke to the BBC.
It's not easy that I come here. I spent 34 hours in the sea.
34 hours crossing?
34 hours in the sea. Of my boat, there is 110 people.
How big was the boat?
7 metres.
Seven metre boat, long, and 110 people on it.
And I swear by God, the waves is from all over the way, from all over the places. We are really very afraid.
Some of the migrants say they're fleeing violence in Tunisia.
Life in Tunisia now is very dangerous. Snipers, killers, the men and the people.
Many more say despite the recent uprising and ousting of the president, living conditions and job prospects are dire.
I came here to work because there are no jobs in Tunisia. I want to change my life. I want to go to other countries. I want to go to Brussels.
We came here to work because down there in Tunisia, there are no jobs.
I studied English for 3 years. I've got a diploma, but I don't have a job. I will try here, try my luck in Europe.
The Italian government says it shouldn't be left alone to deal with the migrants, many of whom, it argues, just want to make it to Europe, not necessarily to Italy. The Interior Minister, Roberto Maroni.
Che l'Europa ai suoi massimi livelli.
I think it is fundamental that Europe, at its top levels, meaning heads of state and government, defines a strategy, takes the initiative, and starts a strong diplomatic action towards all the countries that are touched by these fast-moving changes.
Some European politicians are showing willing. Sebastian Edati is a German MP for the Social Democrats.
I think if European Union has some purpose, then it's going to be solidarity, and that includes dividing refugees among the 27 member states.
Others say any such action would set a dangerous precedent. Jacques Miard is a member of Parliament for France's governing party, the UMP.
We have to be very prudent. Why? Because every time something will happen in Africa, people will flee away and will come to Europe. So I think we have to be very careful. We have a lot of people already in France, coming from abroad, coming from Africa, and if we don't say very clearly, very publicly, that of course we will not be able to take more refugees, especially if they are economic refugees, then we will have, you know, backlashes from our population.
That appears to be the same stance being adopted by the EU's executive body. It's sending emergency funds and a border security team to Italy. The EU's also urging Tunisia to clamp down on traffickers and smugglers and to accept back those citizens deemed to have no case for asylum. Italy, meanwhile, is warning potential migrants that the journey to Lampedusa could be dangerous. Coast Guard Chief Antonio Morana.
In general, le imbarcazioni sono comunque imbarcazioni fatiscenti.
In general, those boats are in bad condition. When they are overloaded, they become even more dangerous. On two occasions, we had to carry out rescue operations in a rush because the boats were taking on water and actually sunk shortly afterwards.
Rough seas are predicted over the next few days. But with civil unrest continuing across the region, it'll probably take a little more than choppy waters to stop the flow of migrants.
Barbara Miller reporting.